one teaspoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hi, Rick. I'm Nicole of the Black Bi Reality Podcast. How are you doing today?
Hey, Nicole. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing, as you can expect, pretty good.
Awesome. I want to get into it about your time on Destination X. Now, my first question is, did you plan to tell Biggie about your alliance with Janae and Peter at that moment in the trivia game? Or it looked like there was no point of return for him, so then you felt comfortable in the moment? It was like a heat of the moment thing.
Yeah, great question. Absolutely great question. Like, I never like revealing anything because I don't know what twist is coming up next. Like in the Garden of Lost Souls, when Pete decided to reveal to Allie that we were in an alliance before the game was over, I'm like, dude, like that was unplanned. So like, I wasn't planning on telling Biggie ever. Until like you could see that I was welling up with emotion because I saw what was happening and I was feeling so bad. Like you saw, I couldn't even turn around and look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told him, like in the quietest voice facing forward, like I couldn't even face to face him like a man. Like I was feeling so bad and it hurt to watch last night. I mean, that moment, that was awful. And when I say like, that's not who I am as a person outside the game, like I am the most loyal friend ever. But in this game, like he chose Shane as his alliance. He didn't choose me. He could have chosen me. He could have. I asked everybody in the bus, who wants to work with Rick? Nobody wanted to work with me. This is now coming back to bite him.
Right.
Pete was my lifeline. I had an alliance with him, something official. I mean, I was good friends with Biggie, but nothing official. Pete was my guy, and we had worked together to get out on the roulette table. Shane, we worked together to get Allie out. We worked together now to get Biggie out.
True.
We worked to get Mac out. Like, it was a good alliance.
Yeah.
But
so I know you watched the finale with your family, and they could see how it all play out. And you said that they didn't think that you had it in you to win. So what was it like actually them watching with you how cutthroat you were able to be at that end?
They know me as Dad, but they also grew up playing board games with me, card games with me. I am cutthroat as a game player. Like, I don't like losing, so I'll do whatever it takes to win. So they knew if this is a game, Rick's gonna win. I mean, hands down. But like, I didn't tell my parents. So they were at the watch party last night, and I had planted some seeds of doubt in their minds so they wouldn't like tell all their friends that, oh yeah, our son won. So like to see them watch last night and to be surprised that I won, like, was absolute joy. And all my, like, my best friends that I couldn't tell, my whole community, they were all there to rally. And I told them, like, look, top three is good. No matter what happens, I'm thankful for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then to win, oh, it was the time of my life last night.
Awesome. What was the hardest part of working with Janae and Peter?
The hardest part was keeping it a secret. Was being on the down low, was not being able to sit and strategize out in the open. Everything had to be done in the quiet, in the passing in the hallway, you know, on the way to the bathroom, you know, mm-hmm. at nights in the bunks. Like, and I didn't talk to Janae. I talked to Pete. And I relied on him to talk to Janae.
Okay.
Because it was okay that they talked. Because they were the new people. And it was obvious that they're working together because they got nobody else.
Yeah.
And I was spending all my time with the original cast, the OGs we called ourselves, working hard to get rid of Pete and Janae. So like, I wasn't choosing to sit with them. I wasn't choosing ever to be on their teams. Like, no. They're the new enemy. Let's get rid of them. So that was the hard part, was playing both sides. I think I did pretty good. You saw how surprised Biggie was at the end.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
That was hard. That was hard.
Yeah. Well, we did see some scenes of Janae talking about her experience on Love Island and falling in love. And you may know she's in the headlines now because of a breakup. Any reaction to that?
Yeah, so let's just pause and say, like, I'm on Team Janae. She's a sweetheart, and I feel for as soon as I saw the story, like, I sent her a message because, like, look, I know you're a strong girl. You're a girl of God, and you are gonna get through this no matter what he did. You've got the strength. You can get through this, and I'm glad that she's got that perspective. I love her to bits. So I'm sorry that she's going through this.
Yeah, same. Most of the cast, like you said, were against working with the newbies. Were you ever conflicted about betraying them?
I was not going to betray the newbies.
No, meaning the originals.
They didn't like me. They wanted me off the bus. Like that, I asked all of them, who wants to work with Rick? N crickets. Like I thought it was perfect that I could now play both sides.
Got it. So you also were talking about how you decided to hide how much you traveled by also taking on the profession of a restaurateur and all of this. And some of your fellow cast members have said they think the lying about the restaurant might have gone too far. What is your response to that?
I owned a restaurant. I owned it for 8 years. It's true. I just extended it to owned it for 20 years because there were some stories in my life that I didn't want to tell them. I lived in Africa. I didn't want to tell them I was a negotiator for, auto parts and traveled the globe. So all that stuff about the restaurant and having to sell it, true. Absolutely true. Selling our house to pay off the COVID debt, true. 100%. None of that was a lie. But what I think they got hurt because they were like, he didn't tell us he was a birding influencer. He didn't tell us about all the travel he did. So they assumed everything's a lie when it's not. I only hid the things that were going to put a target on my back, which was the traveling and the bird watching. That was it.
Got it. This season started with Josh of Big Brother calling you a snake, and now you've won. Have you interacted with Josh since then, and what was his reaction to you winning?
I haven't interacted with him since last night's win. It's just not much time has gone by. I've messaged everybody on the show since we got off the bus. So there's no hard feelings with anybody. We've got a group chat. Yeah, we're on the DMs. It's fine.
I am very curious because your gameplay is very Big Brother, honestly. Are you a fan of the show or did you pull any social strategy from any shows you do watch that are competition based?
So I binge watched so many shows going into this. I watched Big Brother. I watched a couple seasons of Survivor. I watched Traitors. Like I was familiar with the social strategies. I'm not sure I'd go on Big Brother. That's a long time to be away. I would need to be convinced to do that. But some of the shorter shows, put me on tomorrow. Like get me in that castle. Call me. You know where to find me. I'll be in the woods looking for birds, but if you want me in a castle in Scotland, just say the word.
You got pool with Peter. You have to get in Peter's ear.
The faithful of the faithfuls.
For sure. So, what do you plan to do with your prize money?
Great question. Thank you. I am a family guy. Like I'm gonna take care of my family. My wife and I, we've both started new businesses in the last couple of years, like my bird watching business. She's a brand new lawyer, so we got to build out her law practice. And it's true, like we are living in an apartment. I'd love to have a house again, so part of it's going to go towards that.
Nice. Okay. So, did you watch Peter's season of The Traitors before working with him on the show?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I did
Oh,
not know about Peter's pals. No, no clue.
no.
I had watched the first season of Traitors, but I hadn't watched his season. So that was like that's the first thing I watched when I got off. And he is such a straight shooter. Like I know he wants to win a game. Sometimes you're gonna have to play a little mean to play to win these games.
Do you think that's his weakness?
He totally should have taken me out. He had so many opportunities to take me out. He could have taken me out at roulette. He could have taken me out with Biggie in the finale challenge. He could have backstabbed me in the garden with Allie. He could have given it to her and she would have X'd out me. Like he could have blindsided me and he probably should have.
But who would he have worked with?
No. So it was all up to him in the garden of to give it to me, and I take out Allie. He could have given it to Allie to take out me. Yeah.
True, but I'm saying, like, if you took out Allie, then Shane and Biggie would still work together, and then it would be.
It would have been a harder path, but at some point, they should have gone after me. They never did.
All right, that's fair. I think that's all my questions for you. I do hope to see you in the castle one day, and have a good one, Rick.
Did I hear it right that Ty is going to join you guys?
Yes.
I'm so
So,
excited for Ty and you. That's great.
yes, we're
That's
going to talk
awesome.
about Perfect Match, a love show.
Ty, I love Ty. I met up with her in New York for the Survivor finale. Like her and I, we text a lot. Like so, I'm so happy for her and for you. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we have a new season of The Traitors coming up. Maybe you can come back to talk about that.
That put me on as a guest. Yep, for sure.
Okay. We'll reach out to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks.